Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on a Monday. It kicked off with some tough Astros news. If you are just joining us, the Astros, they had to scratch Lance McCullers Jr. from his start tonight and put him on the injured list with a right foot sprain. Ryan Gusto, who is scheduled to start tomorrow against the A's in Sacramento, he will actually start and be pushed up and start today. Jason Alexander takes McCullers' spot on the active roster. So that is the news there. With Lance McCullers, tough. He made the trip, you would imagine, and think, Clint, that this is just something that happened recently. And this is a right foot sprain that, which you understand, like, even if you don't keep him on there, that's the kind of thing with pitchers that if you try to do something to kind of help that you start to potentially mess with your arm or favor that in some way that could lead to an arm issue. So they're not going to take any chances with Lance. So Lance is going immediately to the IL. That's the thing is, bam, we found out he makes the trip. He scratched, and not just scratched, but scratched going to the IL.
Bury me in the H.
I mean, Paredes pulled up on Thursday night and didn't play the whole series. They still aren't. They've seen imaging. They still aren't putting him on. So
what is going on? That is the
latest. And Lance was coming around and pinching.
Well, that's just like Paredes, man. These injuries coming in at a time, not only at a time when the team obviously needs you, but at a time when you personally are at a spot where Paredes appeared to be having a career year, and here McCullers hadn't been in baseball in over 900 days, damn near 1,000 days, and all of a sudden he's come back, and I mean she's shown glimpses of. You know, being his old self, not just being back and being in the rotation, but being his old self. And you know, this setback obviously sucks. But to your point, man, I mean, a foot sprain, you know, and going directly to the IL on a day that you're supposed to pitch and getting scratched, that I mean, obviously there's something there that it's a little bit more severe than one would think.
Yeah, like someone texting, damn, did he slip on something? We don't know. But it feels potentially like that. It feels like something occurred today. Something bad step. Something occurred, you would think, here more recently. So
Chandler Rome will have it before you know it.
Or Lance might just tell us.
Yeah, I mean, if he knows what's good for him, he will.
I want to know who saw that imaging, made that decision.
Well, they ain't had time to get no imaging.
Yeah, well, shoot, man. They must have.
They'd be getting off a bus at about 1 o'clock.
I know it. I'm just saying, but they put him on the IL without seeing any
images. That's what I'm saying. You think it must have been obvious?
You think,
Yeah. Let's be honest. I mean, it's hard for them to see any imaging.
You don't think they probably went immediately, whatever it was, did.
Jordan was, he healed 60% before imaging came in. So
they just got the hell out of here.
They looked to tell me that Lance got it within 5 minutes?
Do you hear the update?
Let me guess, Sacramento's got a cutting edge imaging department at their new state.
They went over to where the Kings are.
Great point.
Did you hear the Jordan update over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
Up to 80%, boys.
Boy, they're checking that crack,
60-80% now.
Has he got a bat yet? Did they say he grabbed a bat yet?
No, I don't
he hadn't grabbed
only
a bat.
Only 80%, man.
Hey, these youngsters are rolling, man. Ain't no sense. Ain't no sense in it, man. Take your time. Paredes, Jordan.
Such BS.
Take your time, man. Take your time.
J-Rock. J-Rock 5335 said, y'all need to stop. LOL. No, they need to. I'm just saying. This is how the Paredes thing has drugged to Monday. And we don't. They saw imaging Friday. We don't anything. Lance got hurt. Whoop. All right. He's up. He's out. Scratch and IL immediately.
The Paredes.
That's great. My wife even noticed that one, by the way. Ooh, I like the way he said his last name.
The Paredes.
I said, she said, I like the way he said his name. I said, you talking about Isaac?
The Paredes.
He calls him Isaac. No, I meant Paredes.
Okay.
All right. I know what y'all are doing. Enough delay. Let's get this weigh in, baby. Come on. I know what you're doing.
We can't run with it.
Come on now. Enough of Lance. I need a weigh in.
You pick it, Tyler. Who's going first?
I want Dirty Red, Clint Sterner. You hop up on that scale, big boy.
Hey, man, don't get up like that, Clint.
No problem, boys.
Got a big ass.
I'm taking it all off, man. I'll get down to the banana hammock.
Yeah, he's taking it all off.
Oh, he's wearing a banana hammock?
I thought he was coming out of the shirt, boy. He was ready to go.
Damn.
He's trying to get every piece of it.
Your flow is really growing long there.
There we go. He was at 247.2 the last time he went in there. Settled in. 243.
All right.
Hand it over. I don't feel like walking.
Oh, I thought you were.
Down three or four pounds.
Is that okay?
Yeah. You got on socks today. I don't. So 243.8.
Wow.
243.8. There you go.
Right direction.
You said three pounds.
Yeah.
But you got down.
343.8 is good for the boy, man.
That's good.
I'm coming for them 30s now.
All right. Here we go. I'll go. I was 301 last time.
Yeah. Moment of truth. What we got?
We're down there, 297.
297.
I knew yesterday was a rough.
Damn, rough Father's Day.
Hey, man.
I knew yesterday really put me in a bad spot there.
Gotta enjoy Dad's Day.
Oh, I did.
That was nice.
I did for about 3 or 4 hours. There we go, 297.
Still in them twos.
There you go. 297. Good to go. 297. That's I get out, got down in them twos, got back down in them twos. There you go. There's a. Not bad, a little four-piece there. I'm good with it. Four-piece down.
Now the important part. What are we aiming for next Monday?
I am trying to real change that I'm trying to make. Those of you in there, if you missed it, Clint was at 247.2, now at 243.8. I was at 301.4, now at 297.6 is where we are. So 4 pounds. What I'm trying not to do, because in my mind, Tyler, I want to like go for it and try to get into the 280s.
I like that out of you.
But
in a week?
But I don't think that is. But then I think I'll be dangerous and doing stuff that isn't sustainable. And I just want to keep dropping.
We want to drop these LBs the healthy way.
Yeah, just drop them so it doesn't. And I want to keep on with the plan, do what I'm doing, and not having any mishaps. So, I'm just saying 4 or 5 pounds. You know, even though that's a lot at this point right now, 4 or 5 pounds. Let me ride with it.
All right,
there we go.
Sounds like a plan.
That's good, man.
Cornbread, 290. Ron, go big or go home.
You follow. You've gone Father's Day. 5-day trip to Aruba.
I did.
Yeah. And somehow still lost over 13 pounds.
Yeah.
Come on.
I had gotten it down to 295, but Aruba jumped it back up. But I'm telling you, I think I think that was probably a pound and a half yesterday.
I think 292 should be your target.
292? Okay, that's a good five.
I think 292 should be your target.
If that's five, what's yours? Because it's got to be slowing down for you.
I'll go 240.
You trying to go?
I'll go with the even number.
240, so that's a good eight between us. Can we get down? Can you get to 2? Can you get to 240? And can I get to 292?
Y'all got that in the bag. I feel it down in my plums.
Someone texted, I am 301 from 308. There you go.
There you go, boy.
Drop down 7 from last week.
There you go.
Had a kid.
That's what I'm talking about.
Get it in. Tyler, what are you down to?
I actually am down. I've only missed 2 workout days since I came in there and weighed with y'all that first week we did this thing.
What was his weight? What was your weight when you first got
here? He was 190.
Yeah, 190, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the 8s now.
Like, I know I could really push this thing, and I could probably unhealthily drop. But I don't. That's what I don't want to
do. Some meth or something?
No.
I was going to tell you not to. Don't do that.
I'm glad you were.
It's unhealthy.
I just really, you know, dropping it down. Really, like, fasting to real like.
What the hell you plan on doing?
No, I'm just gonna keep doing what I've been doing. I'm just saying, if I wanted to, like someone said, like Cornbread said, go big or go home. Yeah, I mean, I could fast this thing to have one meal a day.
Yeah, fast your way to it,
and then and work out. But I'm not. I don't want to do that because I want to be able to do what I'm. And the stuff that I'm eating, the meals and stuff, where I'm going about. These are things that I feel like I can.
You can maintain.
Yeah, I do. I'm enjoying it. So there it is. There we go. So we got down a good 7-8 between us, 8 pounds to us, and then we'll try to do that again coming up. And then you'll be a step away from getting in 230s, which is the hope and plan.
I'll get in them. I'll get all up in them.
Yeah. Someone text in. Ocho said, Ron, I want you down to the 280 mark before Jordan returns. That gives you about 6 months.
That gives you to the last week of the baseball season.
The last week of the baseball season. So there it is. Good day. I'll take that from yesterday. So there we go. Coming up next Monday will be the next weigh-in. And we will hopefully knock out our goals. All right, Clint, this coming from Brian Windhorst this morning. Brian Windhorst on First Take. Because right now the Kevin Durant situation is really going. We played it for you last week, as reports are out that this could be done in the next couple of days, could be done very, very soon, could be done before the season is over. We'll know where Kevin Durant ends up. This is Brian Windhorst of ESPN talking about the latest of what he is hearing the Suns being offered and how they're feeling about it.
What I understand, the three teams on Durant's list, Miami, San Antonio, and Houston, have not made offers that have gotten Phoenix excited to this point. To this point is very important. Minnesota was aggressive at midseason, and Minnesota, from what I understand, has been the most aggressive team in these trade talks. I do think Toronto is lurking out there. Toronto is making the number 9 pick in this draft, in addition to some players available in multiple different scenarios. And I think the LA Clippers are lurking out there as well. But I would say right now, if I had to put a favorite, I definitely think Minnesota is the team that's been most aggressive.
All right, there it is. Minnesota's been most aggressive, but I would note from reports we're hearing, I know you were saying you were hearing it too, Clint, they aren't necessarily up in that top three of the teams that he would prefer to go to. The preference is Miami, San Antonio, and Houston. Those are the preferences he would like to go to. And for me, Clint, I look at this, and I think Raphael Stone should be smart about this, but don't be too cute about it to me. It seems like to me, Clint, this is a target for the Rockets.
Yeah.
Of all the players we're hearing that they could go get to make a move on, all the stuff in which Raphael Stone said after the season ended, where it was, hey, we love our group, but, you know, it has to be something that knocks our socks off. It clearly, this is somebody that we're hearing the Rockets want. And I would just say, don't be too cute with it. All right, make the right deal, right? I know you don't want to unload some of these young guys, but if this is the guy that you want, and I believe would make a difference and potentially put you as a very, very serious serious contender. I don't think they've been I think since Chris Paul and James Harden would be the last time they've been this serious of a contender to win the championship. I think that addition, depending on who you would have to give up, would be it. So that's just my thing is, yes, be smart about it, but don't get too cute with this thing.
Well, I don't have any inside information, to me, if you're Houston, I mean, we want to hit this thing, right in the sweet spot. We don't want to go in there offering too much, way more than you have to, yes. And trying to compete. Like, there's no sense in trying to match teams that KD don't want to go to. It's not going to happen, right? So figure out what that sweet spot is instead of just going in there and offering a for sure deal, and get fleeced. I'm not here for that either. So I like the way they're playing it right now. I love the fact that KD has obviously Houston in his top three, and hopefully they can get it done.
It's big to me. It's clear the man that you really are hanging on to it with, like, all right, man, will this work? Will this work is, to me, Udoka. Udoka, who clearly is a fan of his. Udoka clearly is a guy that loves his work ethic. We've talked about this. Durant is a gym rat, loves being in the gym. He clearly is that guy. To me, that's the person. Clint, I don't think they would be this intrigued or interested, Clint, if Udoka wasn't completely in on this.
Well, the thing, I mean, Udoka just gushes over Durant. In fact, he says the day-to-day work that the guy puts in is the best he's ever seen. And he rants and raves about Kevin Durant and what he brings. So now you know that he is obviously an Ime Udoka guy. He is the kind of guy that Ime Udoka wants around his young players. And so that box is checked, and that's a big-ass box relative to, you know, Durant being a Houston Rocket. That's saying a lot for Ime Udoka to speak like that.
Absolutely. And to me, for those of you who are potentially out on him, I would think that would at least cause you to just pause, right? Like, if you are one, because obviously the last couple of days people have said that. Someone texted in and said, I know show isn't going is not going to say overpay 37-year-old KD. I would just say, very much like D'Amico, Ime Udoka has arguably been the biggest reason this, not even arguably, arguably, he has been the biggest reason this team has kind of turned things around and gotten to a space where they were the 2 seed. He is the one that trusts him and wants this. So, to me, I think it makes a lot of sense. And I'll be honest with you, Clint. I'm looking at this. I think, obviously, the Rockets have potentially the most and the best type of deal to give the Suns.
Yeah.
I think, ultimately, it to me, seeing how much it appears and we're getting info that they are fond of him and that they are making it a priority and this is a target, I think the Rockets... Now, some of you may be upset. I think the Rockets get this done. I think they're going to get this done because it is.
Well, they've got the pieces to play, like you said, and not overspend. And they've got pieces to play that they can negotiate and move and shake and offer different deals. I mean, it appears they've got more than everybody else has to offer.
And they're not going to be silly, clearly. We can see it, not excited about the current offer. The Suns know they can clearly make an offer to get them excited. Probably multiple different type of offers to get them excited. But I think, to me, there's a want-to coming from the Rockets that I think gets this done. All right, coming up, Nico Collins talked about not just himself, but talked about C.J. Stroud and his leadership and about his new offensive coordinator and how high he is on him. We'll let you hear what Nico had to say.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Discuss coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Coming up in a bit, weekend's best, weekend's worst. We'll do that coming up at 3:40 or so. You can jump in with your weekend's best, weekend's worst as well. Again, just want to make sure, if you are not aware, some may be, Lance McCullers. He's been scratched from his start tonight with a right foot sprain, and he's not only been scratched with his start from his start, he has also been placed on the IL as he was starting to kind of pitch better, get things going, and against a team, he really, even though they scored three runs, he dominated them with 12 strikeouts, one walk. The last time he faced the A's is out, and so we'll see how long that is, and that's all we have. He made the trip. This, as we said, feels like it has to be a recent thing. So the more we get on that, we will pass that across from you. All right, Nico Collins, the number one weapon for C.J. Stroud and Nick Cayley, spoke and had a little sit-down with Chris Long and joined his podcast. And they had a conversation about many topics, but he talked about his new offensive coordinator Nick Cayley, and obviously this is his first time calling plays, designing an offense. He's been around, you know, the Patriots and Josh McDaniel and company. He's been around Sean McVay with the Rams most recently. Here is Nico Collins talking about his new OC.
The way he just called plays, man. The way he just get creative, you know, putting guys in situations to be explosive, you know, to make plays, you know. He puts you in the right position to go out and just have fun. You know, yeah. he not going to go out there and do something that is not you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can go out there and put you in a great position, man. But his enthusiasm, his personality, man, I feel like it's unmatched, man. It's lit. You know, he's up there giving that install. He's juice. You know, he's jumping around, sweating. You know, he's pumped, man. Yeah. He's a great guy, for sure. I'm glad he's here calling the plays, man. You know, he understands everything. You come back, what you got. You know, he'll do what you need to do. You know, he'll do whatever it takes, man. That's one guy that just want to win.
I could feel every time once he started going, I remember your comments last week of when they talk about Nick Cayley. This one was a little different though. He said he believes he He can get guys the ball down the field, get guys the ball, and make plays.
Kells.
But as soon as he started going into the – man, he was juiced giving that install. He was juiced. I just
– Kells.
Kells was juiced, was reminded that you're like, yeah, when they talk about him, they talk about that energy. And he's juiced and he sweats. That's what I thought. But when you heard that about Nick Caley, because we heard CJ, the other – big-time performer on this offense, have similar things to say about Nick Caley. When you heard that from Nico, your thoughts was?
Well, again, it goes back to kind of what we heard from Titus earlier about Cole Popovich, about his coach. I mean, the messaging that's coming from the staff to the players, I think, is really, really good if it comes to fruition.
You like that messaging?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like the messaging. I like the thought. I can tell what they've been talking about in meetings. I can tell that Nick Caley comes in, and Nick Caley is really selling himself as a guy that is going to get put players – his good players, his playmakers in the best, really all players, but those playmakers in the best position to win and the best position to play well and the best position to make these explosive plays. And that's just, I mean, I like the messaging. I think it's league-wide. I think all offensive coordinators are telling them that. And I just hope it comes to fruition. I do wonder, you know, Nico and CJ, and I can tell that they are searching for the answer to a very basic question of, tell us about your offensive coordinator. You can tell when D'Amico, you can tell that they are searching for an answer that gives anybody a little bit of hope.
Right? They don't have a lot to go on. I mean, all they've got is what they've seen in practice.
But Ron, I mean, that would be like if somebody came to me, if I knew you, if I went and worked somewhere else, or you went and worked somewhere else, and in 2 years somebody came to me and said, "Hey, man, you know what do you know about Ron? Oh man, he brings energy every day, man. He brings energy, man. He shows up on time and he brings energy, man. He's a funny guy, man. He's the showman." You know, he's real creative, man, and put me in a good spot to play good. And there's a lot more to Ron than that.
That's a good start.
I mean,
layers.
I mean, it's
297 pounds of them layers.
Yeah, 297. When you have somebody that had never done it, you know, I cling on to what I hear from those guys, and it's just, I'll be honest with you, I'm not hearing anything other than basic offensive coordinator hope and talk and energy.
I kind of heard the yearning for, and the way he said it, yearning for what he didn't what he hasn't had.
Oh, well, you can definitely, you know what I'm saying? With all these guys, you can definitely, like, I think it's very fair and safe right now, Ron. We could sit here and go, I don't know much about the new guys,
but
based on what's being said right now from the coaches and the players, we can definitely reach a point where Bobby Slowick and what was the O-line coach?
Chris Strausser.
Chris Strausser. Like, clearly those two cats right there weren't, and Laramie as well. I guess you can throw him in that.
I don't know if that was what he was meaning, but when I looked at his face when he said it, when he said, yeah, he ain't going to put people in and have them doing things that they don't know how to do.
Yeah.
Like, to me, when I first heard that, I'm like, who's done that to you before? Jim Harbaugh? Was this a Pep Hamilton thing? Who's done that to you? Yeah. Like, that was one of the things that jumped out too. All right, he also spoke on C.J. Stroud as quarterback, and something you've talked about a lot, Clint, and that you believe is the next step for C.J., and that is his leadership.
CJ is a great guy, and that's one guy you want to have as your quarterback, a leader, a guy that's going to be there for you no matter what, have your back, and drop downs for you when you need them the most.
Yeah,
you know, getting that play for sure.
All right, that leadership,
yeah,
coming through. However you look at it, and you think he's been a great leader, or whatever. Clearly now the responsibility is jumping up for him in this, and they're definitely going to need that. And it's also understandable for him to learn in year three to get
better.
Well,
to me, the thing, like, CJ is a leader. I mean, whether you say he naturally is or he is, you know, by default, because he plays a position that you have to lead, you have to be vocal, you have to be out front, right? Whatever. The next step for CJ Stroud is definitely to be a guy that holds guys accountable. the guy that is more vocal and is will get in your ass if things aren't right, right? That's the next level. Really, that's the next level for this offense. Like, this offense needs that guy to take the next step. And I don't know who that's going to be. I don't know if CJ's got it in him. I don't know if Nico's got it in him. I don't know if Titus has got it in him. I don't know if this new kid, Andrews, has got it in him. You know, I don't know. Joe Mixon's clearly got some of it in him, but that's hard to do from the running back room. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to do when you're not, you know, when you're injured a lot and you're not there. So
one thing we do know is he has at least most of the guys we've talked about. I don't think people are faking it. He does seem to have the guys believe in him and
oh, he's a hell of a player. I mean, he gives you a better chance to win games than 99% of quarterbacks that you could possibly play for, right? I mean, he is a really, really talented quarterback. That guy is gonna, and he's a good dude. And I'm sure he is a great, like an overly great friend. I'm sure he's a dude that everybody would want their sister would be okay with their sister marrying. I'm sure he's a great dude. At some point, you got to be an a-hole. At some point, you're gonna have to get off in somebody's ass. At some point, you're gonna have to hold guys accountable.
My sister would be more into his sister.
Well, if that would be the case, I mean that too, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't know, but okay.
Yeah. No, just what you said. Me, your sister thought
you would, your sister wouldn't appreciate the hookup.
She'd like to chill with him, though.
Oh my God!
Maybe hang out. Not that way. Monday. It's Monday. Let's hit it. Weekend's best. Weekend's worst. Text me 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch over the weekend. What was the weekend's best? Your weekend's worst. We'll discuss that.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
We'll get to weekend's best, weekend's worst. Clint, we got some folks here on the text line. Took a little umbrage to what you had to say there. CJ doesn't have to be an a-hole to be a good leader. You're smarter than that, Clint. I always love when people have dismounts like that. The best and most impactful leader I have ever been around did it without being an a-hole. He did it by not expecting anything he wasn't given himself and treating people right.
God bless, brother.
Those are two different texts.
Well, that second one, I'd like to know the leader you're talking about. What are we talking about? Work? Are we talking about an office? Are we talking about a church? What are we talking about? I need some context here. I've been around some great coaches, some great players that were great dudes. I ain't never been around in athletics, never been around a team that won that at some point in time the leader on the team didn't have to be call it what you want.
Maybe the term is stern.
Yes. Yeah, maybe not. Let's not get caught up on the a-hole part. Like at some
assertive.
Point, at some point in time, you're gonna have to get in somebody's ass. At some point in time, you're gonna have to let somebody know. And look, it you know what? It may be the offensive coordinator. You know, it may be the quarterback coach. It may be D'Amico Ryans. It may be Nico Collins. It may be, you know, whoever. Like at some point. When you're playing this game and you're the quarterback of a football team, it is impossible to avoid, especially when you're where this football team is right now. This football team is a really, really good football team. They got really, really talented players. They've done a hell of a job building a roster. They got great culture. They got great chemistry. You hope they got the missing piece, which the offensive coordinator can kind of bring this thing together. At some point, C.J. Stroud is going to look them guys in the huddle and say, hey, man, get y'all's crap together, man. This is unacceptable. Right? At some point, he's going to have to be what I would refer to as an a-hole. If you don't like that term, at some point, he's going to have to be real stern with folks. At some point, he's going to have to not be worried about praying and being friends with everybody. At some point in time, it's going to have to be, I'm going to risk this guy not liking me. This may affect our friendship, but what you got going on right here ain't it. Hey, Laramie Tunsil, I need you in training camp. I need you to be a part of this thing. I need you holding these guys accountable, not coming in a week late, not making jokes about how he's a vet. Like, at some point, that's going to happen. D'Amico's not going to be able to do it all. At some point, it's going to happen. You've seen D'Amico Ryans. What did D'Amico Ryans have to do with Jalen Petrie? D'Amico Ryans, I mean, there's been a couple of different players that D'Amico Ryans has had to have, hey, man, you ain't doing what I want you to do, so come sit over here by me, right? I mean, I'm not saying CJ's going to bench people, but at some point, CJ's going to have to, it's not going to get through any other way, and there's going to be a moment where it's like, hey, we got to fix this now. We don't have time to wait. We got to fix it now.
You don't get the sense that's been happening a lot?
No, absolutely not. No, I don't. I don't think it has. To me, again, to put some context to it, like, I just believe that's the next step for this football team. I mean, I don't want to get sidetracked by a text and that's worried about the you know, somebody being an a-hole or not. Couch it however you want to couch it. All I'm saying is I've never been around a leader in a team sport with all those different personalities where whoever was leading the crew, whether it was a coach or whether it's coach-led or player-led, at some point in time in the season, at some point in time in a climb to a championship or a climb to being relevant and getting out of dysfunction and getting to where you're a playoff caliber, you know, that kind of, I've never been around an organization where it didn't happen, especially when you're talking football. You're talking 80, 90, 100 guys. It's got to happen.
All right. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. Clint, let's start with the best. I'll start with you. What was your weekend's best?
Well, look, as I said earlier, I don't know. It was a very difficult watch for me, but the U.S. Open, J.J. Spahn was that ending for that young man. He had never made a U.S. Open cut, Ron. He had never made a U.S. Open cut, and he won the U.S. Open in dramatic fashion. Literally his last putt. He's the fifth player in the last 100 years to win the U.S. Open, having never previously made a U.S. Open cut. He never had a top 20 finish in a major ever before winning yesterday. And my man, the putt, what did I say it was, 46?
You said 64.
64 foot putt to not win it. He had to two putt from 64 out, and he sunk it. And he threw his putter in the air, double Tiger Wood, you know, arm flexes. It was impressive. He did it after a long delay. As Ron said, you could have watched the 2008 U.S. Open where Tiger Woods was playing. And Rocco Mediate, I believe, was who he was going neck and neck with there. I didn't watch it, and I'm assuming Tiger won that one.
Yeah, he did. 48, he had to come back the next day.
But, yeah, I got to go with J.J., man. I mean, Ron, that was to hit the 64-foot putt. To win it, to every time the U.S. Open. I'm gonna get to the U.S. Open by the way again in this segment. But the U.S. Open, the rough was unbelievable. Every time I looked up, he was hitting out of the rough. I thought for sure he was gonna fall completely out of the top five, and they cut that thing back on. He hit a shot. He hit a tee shot on 17 that he drove the green on 17. Now that may have been that 300-yard par three that was out there, but he, I mean, you could not. You, I mean, he had to hit a 10-yard window with a driver, and he hit it 300 on the green, landed on the green, and that was on 17 when it was tied. He was plus one tied with somebody. I can't remember who's tied with, and then 18 is where he hit the putt. He's got to take the cake for me, man.
All right, my weekend's best. You can text in yours 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. My weekend's best is Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark had missed five straight games with an injury, and she came back, and they were facing the only undefeated team in the WNBA, the defending champion, New York Liberty, 9-0. And she had 32, 8 rebounds, 9 assists in the game. I'll be honest with you, she should have had about 17 assists if there just weren't about at least four or five blown layups and then others on wide-open jump shots. And great passes that she created. But Clint, she went crazy for three. There was a stretch, Clint, she hit three straight threes in 28 seconds, and they were all like 29, 30 feet or further. She was just pulling up like she talks about on the commercial. She hit six threes in the first half. All of them were average 29 plus feet away from the basket of the six threes she made. She just went crazy in the middle of the game. So it was good to see her back Saturday. By the way, the ratings were through the roof for that game between them and New York. So Caitlin Clark went off first game back. 7 of 14 from 3 for the game, 6 in the first half.
I wasn't even watching it, Ron, and since then it's just like Twitter feed of just, it's constant, you know, the wow factor and what she brought to the table. So I hate that I missed it. Would have loved to sit down and watch that one.
What's your weekend's worst?
Well, I'm going to stay close to home after talking about my boy J.J. Spahn. The U.S. Open.
Somebody just texted, the U.S. Open was like a bad movie with a great ending.
You are damn right. You are exactly right. And some folks hung in there, and some of us bowed out and missed the ending. Because I'll be honest with you, I had to watch the J.J. Spahn highlights. The U.S. Open overall. I mean, that is when the best golfers in the world, can't finish under par.
Yeah.
Literally, a guy had to hit a 64 footer to get to under par. If he would have been smart, if he'd have just snuggled it up and then sunk it, he'd have been even. He'd have won the tournament with an even score. Like when it's that difficult. Sorry, some people call me whatever you want. That's not fun. That's not a fun watch. That makes golf. Golf needs.
Traditionally, the U.S. Open is they have the roughs like that. It's traditionally.
That's fine for casual golfers like myself and casual golf watchers like myself. It was unwatchable. Like I think the game of golf needs, if you're in terms of enjoying it on TV, I think the game of golf needs like crazy shots, not like trick shots, but like crazy good golf of guys hitting it next to the pin from. You know, the rough and you're out, you're 200 out, not rough that you got to chip it back out in the fairway. Like, I just thought that was a very difficult watch. The U.S. Open gets my weekends worse.
Scotty Scheffler, 4-over with another top 10 finish. Finished 7th.
Yeah. Yep. He had his shots, man. He missed some putts down the stretch where he could have made that thing interesting.
Mine quickly goes to myself. Run the show. And that is... whatever take I had a couple of years ago about the Pena, Correa, they need to bring in Correa, that really looked bad, especially not just this year, but really, especially Friday night in that series where Pena is going 4-for-5, and as you said, had the game-winning run on the walk-off on Saturday, and he is the second best WAR in baseball behind Aaron Judge right now, and that is Jeremy Pena. He is making me, and I was at the time, and I feel like I had a good point, but I was at the time with, hey man, Correa, this is another one that's a cornerstone type guy, but Jeremy Pena is
takes
making
a big
that,
man.
It's a just making that washed out right there. So yeah, seeing them on the field together, clearly the Astros made the right decision there.
I admire you, dude. A big man to admit, you know, whenever he's been wrong on something.
We appreciate that, man. Yes,
welcome off Stros, baby. I didn't want to keep everything in Houston in that best of and worst of the weekend, or I'd have went with these Stros, baby. Welcome off Stros. There was some big time action this weekend. We'll break it down and we'll catch you up on everything Astros. We'll do it next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.